Next up, an extraordinary adventure, we like to call it, around the room in 70 days or so. Expat Kiwi Chris Alphick has been holed up in a Wellington hotel since before the lockdown started, basically trapped, waiting for a flight back to Vanuatu, where he now lives and his partner is waiting. You can just imagine the size of the bill, but he's not complaining because insurance is paying. I asked Chris exactly how long his unplanned stay has been so far.
Well, on Saturday, it will be 70 days.
70 days? How did that happen?
7-0. Well, I'm a Kiwi. We moved to Vanuatu about 3 years ago. And I work in Melanesia, so basically between Vanuatu and the Solomons. I was working in the Solomons, due to go home, 2-hour flight. 15 minutes before the flight took off, plane cancelled. Last one. So the only way was Solomons to here, or Brisbane, then to Wellington, and then a flight from Auckland home. That was cancelled, and that was the day of lockdown, level 4. So at that time I was staying in another hotel, which was just like a small room, and I thought, blow this, I'm not going to spend 4 weeks in a little room, so I moved to this hotel, and I've been here ever since. So hopefully there's going to be a repatriation flight to Vanuatu in the next few days. They're talking about it. I mean, Vanuatu's had its problems, obviously, Cyclone Harold, and it didn't have a government for a while, so I'll be back. I'll get there. I'm a lot better off than a lot of people.
What does the wife think of all of this?
Well, she's in Port Vila. Thank God for Zoom and God knows what else. So, I mean, we run a consulting company together, so she works with clients in Port Vila. I do most of mine in the Solomons. So we're used to being apart, but we're not used to being apart this long. So I left home in January and working, and then hopefully I'll get back, God knows, I'm hoping next week. And then I've got to do another 2 weeks, of course, in Port Vila, but at least it'll be warm there.
Have you worked your way through the entire menu at the hotel?
This is an apartment hotel, so it does have a small restaurant up on its sister hotel, up on Dixon Street. Because it's an apartment, I've been doing my own cooking. So I've been looking after myself, really, and it was great when they opened the restaurant. So, when was that? When we were allowed out to the restaurant. So my first visit was to Chow and Courtney Place, and that was really cool. I'm looking after myself. I mean, the only problem about being here is putting on a bit of weight, so I've got to try and keep an eye on that. And I go out for a walk. And I'm doing work. I've done two coaching Zoom calls this morning to small businesses in Solomons. So, and I was here yesterday when the earthquake shook the place. That's a little bit disconcerting, 14 stories up.
Are you the only person, to the best of your knowledge, that has been in that hotel for that long?
I have no idea. I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, it's not, because it's an apartment hotel, it's like a really tall, thin building, so it's not the sort of hotel where you meet lots of other guests, yeah? Like maybe in some other, James Cook or other places. So I haven't really seen anyone, but I wouldn't think there's been anyone here that as long as I have. And I had no intention of being here this long either.
Tell me, a stay of that long costs you how much? That must be one whopping bill.
Well, that was the panicky bit. The good news is that the insurance company have paid up.
It must be the only insurance company that hasn't done a runner in the opposite direction. Almost.
Well, so this is our travel insurance. So, I mean, the issue was about the flight which I booked in January, which was the return offer, which was cancelled. So we just submitted a claim to the insurance company, and within a very short time, I would get no more than 2 weeks, the money was paid into the bank. They paid one half, and then when I get back, they'll pick up the rest of the bill for the hotel. The hotel have been really good. They reduced the rate a bit. And as I say, I'm feeding myself a lot of the time. But I do creep out and treat myself as well.
You're very chill for a bloke who's, you know, toughed out a pandemic and had a couple of earthquakes and been stuck in a hotel for almost 70-odd days.
Yes, I have all the days marked off on my piece of paper.
What? Yeah, give us a chilled. Look. Give us a look, Chris.
I don't know if you can see it. Can you see it?
Yeah, I can see it. So what have you written on there?
This is my piece of paper. So it starts on the 22nd of March, and we're down to, where are we today? 26th of May. And it's still going. So my daughter's told me I've got to keep this to show her. Yes, I mean, there's not much I can do about it. People are very friendly. I mean, and Radio New Zealand's been great because I've been listening to it a lot. The only thing that really gets me annoyed is the reference to the elderly. I'm 73 years old, and when I hear people talking about the elderly as if we're an infirm group, I really get pissed off. Sorry about the language. Because I work all the time, and yeah, but I am chilled. What can I do about it? You know, we're in good hands. You get lots of good information. I've got a beautiful view over the harbour, and I get out walking.
So, when you're out of quarantine at the other end of the line, what are you most looking forward to doing?
Just getting home, sitting down with a nice glass of cold wine, sitting outside. It's winter there at the moment, so locals are complaining about it being a cold. It's about 26. So that's not bad, really, for winter, is it? So I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing my partner. I mean, we haven't seen each other since the end of January. We're in touch all the time.
Chris, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. We wish you all the best on the rest of your adventure, and I really got our fingers crossed that you don't make it to 80 days there.
Yeah, if I make it to 80 days, I'll tell you, don't you worry.
Because it's starting to look a bit like the Shawshank Redemption, mate, with your little crosses on that piece of paper.
It does a bit, yes, yes, yes. Yeah, it feels a bit like that. I'll tell you what, I've found my way around Netflix, which I haven't done for a long time.
And that's Chris Alphick. He hopes to get on a repatriation flight this coming weekend back to Vanuatu.